gentlemen, it's not enough to complain that reading scores are down, kids can't do arithmetic, and they don't know how to find Australia on a globe. The question is, what can you do about any of this? What can anyone do, practically speaking? Official experts are in love with goofy theories that make everything worse. And don't expect help from your local media. They seem to be in cahoots with the education establishment. They don't cover K-12 in any depth. They don't tell you anything crucial. So you're really on your own. And it's even worse in a way. If you tell the Biden administration, don't shut the pipeline, that will hurt everybody. Oh no, don't leave the border open. Who will take care of all those kids? Would Biden pay any attention? No. He would go on doing just what he wanted, just as the arrogant oligarchs running our schools continue doing what they want to do. That is, destroy what works best. A famous mathematician historian concluded that socialism is essentially nihilistic and is unconsciously motivated by a death wish. I can see that. The education establishment really does seem to hate knowledge, which is, for me, the equivalent of life. My view is that schools exist in order to transmit knowledge to children. Let's get back to that mission. Now, my proposed remedy is that everyone learn more about education gimmicks and dumb ideas that ruin the schools. Then you can start taking part in fighting the sophistries and the dumbing down. I've been writing about education more than 30 years, and here's what I figured out. There are no good ideas left in the public schools for the simple reason that the education establishment eliminated them systematically. For example, phonics to teach reading is banished, and direct instruction to teach knowledge is outlawed. Our pseudo-experts insist on constructivism, so children must solve everything for themselves. Teachers who went to college are not allowed to speak. Children who don't know anything are supposed to reinvent history, science, and whatever. It's absurd on the face of it, and yet the education establishment keeps pushing these bad ideas. And sometimes they invent new jargon, for example, discovery and investigations, and that's in the matter of constructivism. But we should note that no real school, whether law, medicine, or bartending, uses this counterintuitive approach. If you need to find a gas station, you want explicit directions, not to be told to wander around all day until you get lucky. Here's another thing I figured out. The professors have not just purged the schools of most knowledge. They have also filled the air with empty chatter with little academic content, such as CRT, SEL, and DEI. So at the end of the week, the kids still don't know more basic knowledge than they did the month before. The most amazing thing to me right now is that everybody's talking about the science of reading, but if you search the terms on Google, you will see structured literacy and balanced literacy and mixtures of the three. All this confusion is sure to disorient parents. They won't be able to find what's best. The secret goal, in my opinion, is to inject bits of nonsense into every curriculum, so even when the kids seem to be on track, they are being crippled. That's why we have 50 million functional illiterates, and we see no progress. In fact, we're constantly going backward. Now, in the logo for Let's Fix Education, there is the claim that I am America's education expert. Now, how can I make that claim when I haven't been a teacher nor worked in the field of education? Here's what makes that claim reasonable and somewhat sarcastic. Our official experts, the people with titles and degrees, have deserted the field of battle. They are working for the other side, for darkness, for ignorance, for children being perpetually limited. Americans cannot depend on these pretenders for even a glimmer of common sense. Americans are safer if they depend on me. Now here's a statement of my perspectives and proposals. Please join me. Thank you. Overview. Let's Fix Education explores seven of my favorite themes. First,
This podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. 2. By doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. 3. Nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education, but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. 4. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5. Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6. If we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.